It is prevalent across all communities of South Africa, matters like this. And we want to use this opportunity to say to communities and community members that the support from other organizations is there in terms of holding their hands through traumatic incidences like this. Our main core focus on the ground is to make sure that those children get the proper psychological and emotional support that they can. When we work together with the social workers and local organizations within the community, we get results. You know, the kids and the families have been seen to. But our core focus here is to let the community know that they are not alone when it comes to matters like this, before taking matters into their own hands. Call on us to assist with getting the matter heard and getting justice served, rightfully so. We want to inspire everybody to be protectors of our communities, protectors of our kids, and protectors of each other. It's a highly sensitive and upsetting matter, especially as not just a community activist, but as a mother. My initial stance was that could have been my kids. So no matter what my social standing is, no matter where I am placed in society, it doesn't matter the difference between the community members in Tongaat or Verulam or Bolito and Waterloo. These are our children, and we need to be strong enough to stand up for them. We need our children to see that we are their parents, we are their protectors, and we are calling all bodies to stand up for them.
Just from what you've heard from the community, how long had this been going on?
It's really undetermined, because this community member had access to these kids for a number of years. When we deal with communities such as this, we have the challenge of stigma attached to speaking out. We have a situation where we've got busy moms, where our community is not necessarily going to hear the voice of the child. And that's one of the greatest stigmas we need to rise up. And I think the message for me to bring to this community in particular is that we need to hear our children. We need to hear our children. And they are deep-rooted cultural stigmas and conditioning and ways of doing things, especially when it comes to our elders, especially when it comes to community leaders, coaches, pastors. We are taught not to speak out. And this is the message that we need to send to our kids, that they have to use their voices. They absolutely have to use their voices. And our position now as organizations within community dealing with GBV is to teach our adults, teach the parents, that we have to allow our kids to speak up, and we have to hear them and trust them, or else these matters will keep being pushed under the carpet, which is what has happened here.
In terms of concrete action, what are you hoping, besides the court matter and the court proceedings, what are you hoping from law enforcement or civil society or just communities? Like, what do we need to do more of, besides, like you're saying, making sure that our kids understand it's important that you address issues where you're made to feel uncomfortable, where you are, you know, molested or whatever the case is, teaching them about consent? What else do we have to do as adults?
Well, I think we have a great position in community in that we've got GBV, SAPS GBV centres being set up. What we need to do as community members is to make sure that those centres are active, that they are actually doing what they need to do. When we have activities such as this in the community, we would like to see those bodies out here so we at least know that they're supportive of us. It's really a difficult question, because again, it goes down to really teaching people that we need to trust our children when they speak to us. I think that as communities, we need to all stand together and say that we're going to be vigilant. We're going to keep our eyes open. We're going to we need to go back to that. It takes a village to raise a kid. We can't keep our eyes closed when it's not our child. And we're going in that direction in society, in that if we see a kid or if they're not our own, we're just allowing them to loiter. And to so as a community, we need to create the spaces, and we need to vet those spaces. So as much as we can have coaches and sports, and we're encouraging our kids to go into these spaces, but as parents and as community members, we need to be present there. We need to be able to ensure that these are upstanding community members that are engaging with our kids. And we have to take back that responsibility as parents. And I understand fully that we are dealing with working mothers. Some mums are working several jobs. We have households with no dads. But we need to rise above all of that for our children. And we need to figure out tangible ways of community coming together and talking about these things more and more and more.
What's the sentiment of the community?
The sentiment is really total devastation. And I can understand that from different perspectives, because as much as we're angered by what has happened, we also need to be equally angered that it happened under our watch. So when I heard the ladies at our protest earlier outside the court, I could feel their pain. And I can understand it fully, because this is one small pocket. This is happening all over our country. It's happening in all communities. And I would love for this energy that the ladies brought today in terms of showcasing their pain and their anguish, translating that into something tangible that we can spread across KZN to know that this is the powerful voice of us as women. So from A Woman's Pact Foundation, I think that this is what we're trying to achieve in letting people know that their voices are powerful, their voices can be heard, and we want to create more platforms for voices to be heard.